Aru shalai tigav a shulchan. We tell the Amaratzim on Yonta, be very careful not to touch the shulchan. In other words, we'll soon see the shulchan is very difficult to be toivel. Because it's the lochom that you have to have the lechem aponim on the shulchan tamid. The lechem aponim they put on Shabbos, the new ones, and it stays there the whole week. And the pasuk says tamid. In other words, the shulchan is never free. You never have a time that you can take the shulchan out into the mikveh. So therefore, we have to be careful to make sure the shulchan never becomes tamid. So therefore, even on regal, when the Amoratim come into the Beis Hamikdash, we tell them, please do us a favor and be careful, don't touch the Shulchan. Because if the Shulchan will have trouble, how to be metairit. Now, kol ha-kelim shoyeh ba-mikdash, yesh lem shniyeh mushlishim. All the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash, they always had a duplicate of it. There was always two or three of all different types of kelim. That lo yitzuya, something happened that kli became tamei, so you have to take it out. There's always another kli usable. It's machlokes if it goes on shulchan also or not. We'll see. Kol hakelim shoyeh b'mikdash tunin tefila. Any kli in the base of mikdash that a person that's tamei touched it, the kli becomes tamei, and you have to be tevel it. Chutz mi mizbeach hazov. Hakot from the Mizbeach HaPnim, the gold one inside, Mizbeach HaChitza and the Mechoshes, those two kelim, the Mizbeach, was not Makabel Tumah. Why? Because they considered, since they're attached to the ground, they have a shem like dirt, and dirt is not Makabel Tumah. So Trashi, Shakosev, Kori, Mizbeach Adama. The Torah calls the Mizbeach Adama. So Mizbeach has a din like the Adama, it's not Makabel Tumah. The Shulchan Yamor and Lenogaboy. I the shulchan, be careful, nobody should touch it. By the divrei Reb Lezer, this is Reb Lezer Shita. The Chachamim Omrim, Mifnei Shein Metzupin. The Chachamim say, no, the reason why is because the Mizbeach is covered up. It's Metzupa, it's covered up with gold, or else with the Choshes. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Chachamim mean to say that it's covered up. It's Metzupin, the gold Mizbeach. The Iker part, the middle part is made out of wood, but around it, inside and outside, there's gold. But since it's covered up with gold, the Chum says it should have a different halacha. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what they mean to say. So Russell like this. Tana will learn like this. He is Haru Shema Tigel B'Shulchan of a Menorah. And the Brisa says they told the Amoratzim, even the Kahanim, that Amoratzim, and they're coming to the Beis Hamikdash on regal, to be careful not to touch the Shulchan and don't touch the Menorah. Like that top Tosa says, P'Kahanim Ami Yoritz. We're talking about even the Kahanim that were Amoratzim. Ha'ochem la'echol ishtachavayz kamar. Dilu Yisroel lo'ha'yiruin le'lach av benulam mizbeach. V'chein pirish Rashi. Now to be afraid they'll touch the shulchan, a regular Yisroel can't go inside to the heichel. So we're not afraid they'll touch the shulchan. Elamai, we're talking about kahanim. And even kahanim, sometimes they're also the amoritz. So on rego, when they go into the base of Migdash, we tell them, please be careful and don't touch the mizbeach and don't touch the shulchan. And in the brice today, we even tell them, don't touch the menorah also. Mashmu, very careful, the menorah should not become tummy. So Mara says, V'tana didan, my time of the menorah. How come our Tana doesn't mention a word about the menorah? Our Tana only talks about the shulchan. In other words, even though in our Mishnah, some people put in the word menorah also. No, the thing of a shulchan. Now gears is good. Other Mishnahs and so forth. The shulchan is more than. But our gears is good. The Mishnah only says shulchan. So we ask, how come our Tana only says about the shulchan? Why doesn't it also say the menorah? So where it says shulchan ksivdei by the shulchan, we're very careful. We're very nervous that it should not become tummy. Because if the shulchan becomes tummy, we'll be in problems. Why? Because the pasuk says by the shulchan tummit. It says that you have to have the lechem aponim tummit. So Mela, if the shulchan became tamei, there's no time for you to take it to be table. Because there's a mitzvah kaseidah to have the shulchan in its place with the lechem on it. Ma'ashenkein menorah leksiv be'tamit. Our Tana knows by the menorah, the third doesn't say tamid. Vabususi Rashi, even though it has to say tamid, it just means that it has to be lit the whole night. From night to morning it has to be lit. But by daytime you don't have to use the menorah. So if the menorah became tamid, it's not so gefelach. You'll take it by daytime to the mikvah and be tamei with the menorah. Mashenka and the shulchan, that's terrible. The shulchan becomes tamei, you'll be mavata the mitzvah. So that's why the Amotanos are very careful about the shulchan. Let's see Rashi. Menorah like siv bei tamid. Kleima. Tamidim ha'amurim b'menorah. That the pasuk says tamid, loy tamid yom v'layla kama. The pasuk doesn't mean to say the menorah has to be lit 24 hours. Ela tamid means milayla l'layla. Kitamid Amr Ba'olas Tamid. It just means that from night to night means the whole night it has to be lit. So the Chavit Kohen Gadol, like it says, by the Olas Tamid means every single day. Avu Biyoin Lo Hayo Delik. But by daytime, the menorah did not have to be lit. Erev ad Siv. The pasuk says, from night to morning it has to be lit. That means, Tein lo midas Hashemin, put enough oil into the menorah, sheyeshbo kadei lidlak, that the menorah should be able to be lit, Erev ad boikah, from night until morning. The figure, therefore, kol ayoyim at toyochul asalkoi. So the whole daytime, if you have to take the menorah out, you can take the menorah out the whole daytime. Ulatvila mitevla then. So therefore, our Mishnah is not so gefelich if the menorah becomes tummy. So therefore, we don't tell the Kana to be careful not to touch the menorah. Avol tamid am b'shulchan, but that's what the pasuk says, you have to have lechem upon him there, tamid, always. That means tamid yoyim v'laylu. The mishabbos l'shabbos to oruch olav. That the lechem upon him has to be there mamish 7 days straight. From Shabbos to Shabbos straight, the lechem has to be there. So since it's a mitzvah to have the shulchan in working condition, the whole week, if it becomes tummy, we'll be in problems. So therefore, we're very careful that the shulchan should not become tummy. For the more v'iduch, what's pshat then in the b'raisa? Why does the b'raisa say we're careful even about the menorah? Kivon d'chsis, since the pasuk says, v'yes ha-menorah, noichach ha-shulchan, the Torah says the menorah is supposed to be right opposite the shulchan, is command d'chsiv be'tomidami. It's as if to say the menorah also has to always be there. In other words, just like the shulchan has to always be usable, who are then the menorah also always has to be usable. Even though you don't use it by daytime, but I can't point them, you have to be very careful that it's not tummy. Shrashi noichach ha-shulchan, kol zaman sha-shulchan shom, tei menorah noichachot. That's what's mashma. Kol zaman, the shulchan has to be there, mashma, the menorah has to be opposite it. So therefore, we have to be careful, the menorah should not become tummy, because we can't take the menorah away. If it did become tummy, you'll have to take it away. You have no choice. For the chilu, though, we try our best not to be mavato the mitzvah of tamid to make sure it's not tummy, that you should not have to take it away. But if it did become tummy, pshit, you'll have to take it away to retire it. V'iduch, what does our Tana do that holds no the menorah you're allowed to take away? It says noichach from the Gemara who the kavoy le'makam udiyasa. Our Tana holds only to say the place where you put the menorah. The Torah says, Noichach HaShulchan means the menorah is the opposite of the Shulchan. The Shulchan is on Tzofen, and the Shulchan is on Dorim, and the menorah is on Tzofen. That's all it just says, where the place it is. So the Gemara now, V'tepikle dekliyetz ho'osul o'nachasu. Tzchura avakasha. What are we afraid about the Shulchan? It shouldn't become Tomei. And avakasha, the Shulchan is not a kli to Mekavotumma. Even if a Talmudic person touches the Shulchan, still it should not become Tamei. For Rashi would typically, Dina minoga v'shulchan, even if you want to say the Talmudic person, the Amorites, touch the Shulchan, loy mitamale, it should not be mitamarit. To a kliyate, so osla nachas, b'mokim echadu. The Shulchan was a kliyate. The ikar was made out of wood. And it stood in one place and never moved it away. So a kliyate, that ha'ozamar says, the typically the kliyate, so ha'osui l'nachasu. It's a kliyate, eighth, a wooden kli that's meant to stay put in one place, and that's not makabel tuma. V'chol kliyetz osul nachas loy metamoi. My time, why not? The pasuk is mashma dumi the sack binim. It says kliyetz next to a sack. So idashin ma sack metalto moly breakum. Just like a sack is something you fill it up and move it around, it's always movable. Is av kol metalto moly breakum. The same thing, something that's movable when it's full or when it's empty. Mashenke is something that's not movable, it's not makabel tuma. Sechura, the shulchan stays put in one place, never move it around. Sechura, it should not be makabel tuma altogether. Rashi says, Dumi de sak binen, linyan tuma hukshu kliyetz la sak, dechsev kol ashe yipul alav, mehem, bemoysam yitma, mikol kliyetz, oi degra yor, oi sak. So masak matatam olavreikon, yotzo osu l'nachas, deinu matatam olavreikon, yotzo kliyetz ha-machzik memso, who adin a very big kliyetz that holds 40 saw of water, it's too big to carry, so it's not makabel tuma. But I call upon a kliyetz that you don't move around, it's not makabel tuma. The Gemara says, that's not shver. The Gemara says, hainami metatam olavreikon hu. No, I tell you, the shulchan also is movable. At some time, they used to move the shulchan around. When? Kedresh Lakish. The Yomer Resh Lakish. My Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk say? Ala Shulchan HaTor. The Pasuk says the Shulchan should be Tor. Nechlal shu tomei. Mashmit could become tomei. So the kitzur is a pasuk that says clearly the shulchan could be mekabel tuma. Shrashi ha-shulchan ha-tor, she-amarti she-tor, nechlal shu-roi le-tuma, mashmit could become tomei. Ah, ya-bekasha v'lo-kliyei tzos le-nachasu. So why do you have to answer for the tomorrow of Yamai? What's beyond this pasuk? Why can the shulchan be mekabel tuma? Ah, it's a kliyei tzos le-nachasu. V'yeinu mekabel tuma. Because the shulchan is a kli that stays put in one place, you don't move it around, so it's not doima to a sack, so it should not be mekabel tuma. Now, the Gemara, Ella, Melamed, comes to teach us like this, that Shemagviya Noisai, they used to pick up the shulchan during early regal time. Omarin by the early regalim, and they would show it to the Klal Yisrael that came to be early regal. Lechem Aponim. Even though the Lechem Aponim, it was inside the Heichel, and the Yisrael can't go inside the Heichel, so they used to pick up the shulchan that the people outside could see it. The Yomim Lem, and they would tell the Klal Yisrael outside, Ruchi Baschel of Neamokim. Yeah, look how dear you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Siluka Kisiduroi, that the same way the Lechem was fresh when they put it in last Shabbos, now when we're taking it out 7 days later, it's just as fresh. And that was a Nes. And this Nes by place we're saying now is B'schus to Oile Regolim, the people went to Oile Regol, so we're showing them this greatness.
Alright, turn over.
And the Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Nes Godol Nasab Lechem Aponim. There was a tremendous great Nes that happened with the Lechem Aponim. That Kisiduroi Kach Silukoi. The same way when they put the Lechem Aponim in, it was fresh. And when they took it out off next Shabbos, 7 days later, it was just as fresh. That was a tremendous Nes. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Losum Lechem Choyim B'yom Hilokoi. That the same day they took the bread away, it was just as hot as the day they put it there. So the kids said, they used to show the people came to early regal, this nest that happened. So there was a time when they used to pick up the shulchan. Since there was a time to pick up the shulchan, therefore the shulchan is mekabel tuma.
Yeah.
Right. For the Gemara, v'tepik lei mishum tzipui. Where's now a new kasha? Rashi says, the mekabel tuma v'afilu hu oslo nachas. Now the Gemara has asked the question, I don't care if it's a kliyetz. True, a kliyetz that's put set is not makabel tuma. But the shulchan was a gold. It was mitzupa with gold. He had gold covering it all over. So ma'aseh should have a shem kli matkes now. And a metal kli, even though it's put set, you don't move it around, still it's makabel tuma. So for the Gemara, you have the tzipu, you have all the gold around the shulchan. The Atanam, we learned like this. Ha shulchan v'ha dufki. If you have a shulchan, a regular table, and a dufki is like a folding chair. Shenifchasu, they broke, but they're not usable right now. So first the shulchan is mekabel tuma to kli. Now that it became broke, it depends if it can still be used or not. Or else, another case is, or shechifon b'shayish, that you had the shulchan, and you covered it up with marble. V'shayibem mokam hanochas koisos. And you left over from the original shulchan, the original wood, one mokam, the little small place that you still put cups on it. The lachar is tummy. Still called, the first kli is still here, and the kli is tummy. So Rashi says, Shechifon b'shayish, teshuv evik kli avonim, shemekabim tuma. Marble is called like rock, that rock is not mekabel tuma. So what you did here is, you have this table, and this is not the case that the table broke. You have a good table, but you covered it up with marble. So if you would have covered up the whole table with marble, mashma would not be mekabel tuma. This is the raya that the marble, what you covered up, is the yikr. So marble is not mekabel tuma. But here it says, if you left over one small place on the table, that you can still put kaisa's cups there, it's still called a table, and still mekabel tuma. Tommy. If you have Yehudu Roima, no, you have to leave over more. Mokam anochas hachatichos. You have to be able to leave over some pieces of bread there also. That's what it's tummy. But mashma, if you didn't leave over this much, but you covered up the whole table with marble, the table will not be mekabel tumah anymore. So Rashi says that's a kabel chayma. Madach to covering it up. You say it lekula, for sure by the shulchan, you should say it lechumra. That even though the wood by itself should not be mekabel tumah, but we know the shulchan was made out of gold, it was mitzupa gold. But since there's gold all around the shulchan, it should be called the golden kli. And gold is called matkes, it has a shame metal on it. So therefore the kli should be mekabel tumah. So what's your question here? Why is the shulchan mekabel tumah? It's osul l'nachas, so what? It's a kli matkes. Maybe you want to tell me no. I tell you, shani atzei shitim the chashivi. The wood that they used to make the shulchan was very, very chashiv of wood. So since it's so chashiv lebatli, even though you put gold on the outside of the shulchan, maybe the gold does not become, the gold becomes bottled to the wood. It's still called a wooden kli. So the Mara says, "Ha nichla Resh Lakish." That would be good according to Resh Lakish Shita. The Yoma that says, "Loi shanu ela bekli ach salgim haboyim dinas hayom." When do we say if you put this marble around the wood, it's mevatel the wood, it takes away the shame wood? That's only an ach salgim, regular wood that comes from dinas hayom. So regular wood, then we say the main thing is the tzipui, what you put on top of it. Aval bekli mesamin. If you have very choshev a smooth wood. Chashiva wood, loibatli. Then we say this marble does not become the ikur, but rather the marble is like bottle to the wood, and the wood is still the ikur. So then sharper. Then we understand our original kasha. The chura, the shulchan, was made out of atzei shittim, very chashiva wood. So even though you have gold around it, the gold is like bottle to the wood, the ikur is still the wood. Ela l'Reb Yechon, but according to Reb Yechon and Shita, the Yoma that says, even though the wood is very choshev, even though you have very choshev wood, still we say it's bottle, still we say that the gold becomes the ikar. So, Michael Meima, what can you say then? Lechur, even though the wood is very choshev wood, so what? Lechur, the gold is still the ikar here. So Mela, if the gold is the ikar, so what's the kashi? Why is the makabotuma? A golden kli is makabotuma. The chitemi, maybe you want to tell me a teichil like this. Kan betzipui oimed, kan betzipui shein oimed. When do we say the lacha before that the main thing is the tzipui is the covering? That's where the covering is attached well to the shulchan. Like the marble won't fall off it anymore. It's attached well. When it's attached well, then we say the ikur is the tzipui. Therefore, before the ikur would be the marble. But maybe here by the shulchan it's not attached so well, so maybe the ikur is still the wood, not so much the gold around it. Rashi says, Loshanu, Hodik Toni Tzipuyev Mevatloi. That we say, if you put the marble around the table, it loses the shame wood. It's not called table, it's called marble. Elabiatzi Agmosim Shenem No, Tzipu Shenoimid. Shenem Mechuzig Mesumarim Yofim. Where the Tzipu is not attached well. For Tiyama Duda Mikdash Lavaimiru. Maybe this is the Chilak. So when the Tzipu is attached well, then the Yikar is the Tzipu. But when it's not attached well, and maybe by the shulchan the gold was not attached well, maybe then the ikur is still the wood and not the gold. So Gemara says, "So boy, minay Resh Lakish from Rabbi Yechonin." Gemara says, "No, Rabbi Resh Lakish has to shalos from Rabbi Yechonin." Betzipui oimed, oy betzitz v'shein oimed. What type of betzipa are we talking about there? That if you put the marble around the table, the ikur is the marble, not the table. Is it only by betzipa that's fastened well that stays, or even with betzipa the marble is not fastened well? Does it have to cover up the rim also, or not? The rim doesn't matter. The Yomala answers back like this. It doesn't make enough gemina how fast and how tight this covering is onto the wood. It doesn't make a difference if it covers the rim or it doesn't cover the rim. When you have a tzipa covering over the wood, the tzipa becomes the main thing. So before, even though it was a wooden kli that should be mekabel tuma, but now that you put marble around it, marble is a stone that's not mekabel tuma. So same thing in the base of Migdash. Now that we have gold around the shulchan, the shulchan should get a shem like a golden kli, which is called the kli matris, which should be mekabel tuma. So back shver, what was the Ogemar's kasha? How is the kli, the shulchan mekabel tuma? Pshit, it's called the golden kli. So where it says, El Shani Shukha, I tell you, no, the Shukha is different.